Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Felger and Maz here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Simulcast remains up across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Catch us anytime, anywhere on the app or the website, 98.5thesportshub.com. The 98.5 The Sports Hub app, great product. Just download that from your app store. The stream comes right up. That's where you get all your replays and podcasts as well. Finally, tonight at 6 o'clock, the return of the Felger and Maz off-air show. Myself and Dan Lifshatz, who I think has a bone to pick with the Patriots. I think he had a big play on the Pats yesterday, and that's the bad beat. That's the bad beat right there. I bet he has a bone to pick with Jared Stidham.
Beadle and I doing the post game at Splitsville yesterday. Or the gag. I mean, the bad combination. That heat and all that booze and all those hours. A lot of fired up bettors and Patriots fans stumbled in there yesterday yelling, "Hang Stidham," as we're trying to do the broadcast. That was nice.
Probably a rough day for Gunnar Olszewski as well. Those two, bad beat for you folks.
So the final number was what, 22 and a half?
I don't know what the final number was.
Yeah, it was 20
something.
That, yeah.
You're up 30 to nothing, with cruising when they start dropping punts and throwing pick sixes. So
should have bet the Jets.
So a tough one. Dan Lifshatz, half of the Bankroll Boys. Felger Maz Off Air Show, 6 o'clock, presented by Ace Ticket. There's your reset. Devlin, 2IR. And we're just to finish this up from last segment. Dave Andrews could come back if they wanted him to come back.
Correct. He could.
So the rules are now you don't have to designate anyone. If you're on IR by a certain point, you can bring two guys back off of IR after week 8 or whatever it
is. After 8 weeks, right.
After 8 weeks. And so you get to pick who those two are. So let me just say Andrews is a consideration, Maz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, just play the game.
Okay, play the game. Let's just say, because when it originally happened, there were some reports that he could play in, you know, 6-8 weeks. Let's just say he could. Andrews, Wynn, Harry, Devlin. You can only take two. Who do you want?
Andrews and Wynn.
So you're just worried about that offensive line?
I am. Yeah, I think that that is the biggest thing. Again, I think the other two things you can figure out, and maybe I'm leaning on Brady here, that's sort of the logic. But I look at it and say, the problem on the offensive line, Mike, is a shortage of talent. You just don't have talent on that offensive line. And I also think there's something to be said for that familiarity and experience. So I want the experience of Andrews in the middle. I think that's a big one. And Wynn is a first-round pick. And the bit that he was out there, he looked pretty good. He was doing fine. I'll take my chances there. Harry, I have little faith in his ability to connect with Brady, especially after having missed 8 weeks. Like, that doesn't feel like it's going to work. And then with Devlin, as much as I want Michelle involved, I think you should be able to find a way to figure that one out. Whether it's this kid, is it Jakob Johnson?
Yeah, I believe that's how it's
okay, it. Or some other fullback, or you stick someone back there like Izzo, whatever it is, you come up with something creative. Hell, put a backup guard back there if you have to. Who's the guy, the Illuminor?
Like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Right, find some big stiff to go take out a linebacker.
Right, but the talent on the line is a problem. And so I'll take the talent on the line. I want Andrews and Wynn.
Yeah, I'm with Maz on this, too. And as much as I like Devlin, a neck injury, like, that sounds bad. I know it's IR. He could come back. But what is that? And so
what are you concerned there.
And
yeah,
then,
so to me,
the rookie wide receiver, like, I don't know. I'm almost ready to put a bust label on him.
You're right. Andrews is Wynn.
I mean, he's never really drafted a good wide receiver. Malcolm Mitchell, who lasted all of like a half a season and thankfully helped in the Super Bowl comeback win over the Falcons. But what's the track record there with this guy drafting wide receivers? And this one's got a boo-boo with the hamstring and he's already out until after week 8? Bust.
There's a lot of talent there. You know what?
Do we know? They had to keep telling him where to line up during the summer. All he could really do because of his big body was kind of, you know, turn around and box people out.
Okay, so
otherwise, they had to point and tell him where to line up.
That was a mental acuity thing. That wasn't a talent thing, Murray. But so you're writing him off after a game and a half in the preseason?
Small B, yeah.
Small B bust.
Yep.
Small B bust.
It's an A cup.
Hey, he's right about the Eagles. They're 1-2.
So I'm going Andrews or Wynn and Harry. Put that guy out there. You know, there was a lot of talent there. And he's the kind of player, Murray, where, you know me, I like route runners and that, but he is that physical kind of box out guy. He doesn't need to know the offense totally to be a boundary receiver or a red zone threat for Brady. And, you know, everyone keeps saying Ben Watson's coming back. I'm not as high on Ben Watson as you all.
I'm definitely not.
The guy's old as dirt, and he won't be on steroids anymore. So, I mean, I just look at those guys, and I don't know.
Well, at least he's something. They have nothing at that position outside of Izzo.
I don't know what they have in Ben Watson. I really don't.
I'll tell you where I think Watson could help him is in the run game. He used to be able to block. I don't know if he still can block, but, you know, that might help there. Because Izzo doesn't feel like a blocker to me. Izzo feels like a receiver.
Okay, so Ben Volen wrote a story today on the Globe right after the game. Despite 3-0 record, legit issues on the Patriots. And so I asked you, are they really legit issues? The first is the offensive line. I think we all agree, legit issue. Okay? Run game, legit issue or not legit issue?
Legit.
Yeah, it's a legit issue because that was their bread and butter in terms of their offense towards the end of last year into the postseason. It's how they won the Super Bowl, and now it's in shambles.
Okay, I'm not worried about the run game. I think it's going to be there by the end. I think that you're still a pass-first team. If you really thought you were or wanted to be, and Bill might be one of these guys. I think Bill's been building the team this way. To be a run-first team, well, that means you suck in the first place. So, you know, Michelle doesn't look right, but Burkhead's been fine. But if they give the kid the ball, maybe he'll do something. I'm just not worried about it because I still think all it needs to be is a compliment, really. So I'm not worried about that. Wide receiver injuries, worried or not? Wide receiver core, you know, with Brown gone and injuries.
Yes. Well, Edelman, I'm worried about. Yes. Because if you lose Edelman, you are porked with a capital P.
I'm a no on this. They'll make it work. It looks like Gordon, and I know the track record there. You probably shouldn't trust that he's going to make it through the full season, but he seems like a different guy. I ain't worried about it. And I think that Myers can play, go, you know, throw a few balls Olszewski's way. They'll be all right with the wide receiver.
Okay, so I'm with you. I'm a no. I'm not worried. I don't think it's a legit concern yet.
You guys are delusional.
And part of this is a call to Tom Brady to start working with these guys and open up your circle of trust a little bit. I don't know if you've noticed your division, but you got a little bit of wriggle room. Okay, you got a little bit of a margin for error. So what's the point of pounding it to Julian Edelman 12 times? Throw it to, would you work with Gunnar Olszewski? Would you work with Jacoby Myers and bring these guys in? Jacoby Myers has shown a little something here in these games, enough to at least get a look from you every once in a while. And so that's part and parcel. You know, really push Brady to go elsewhere with the ball. It's okay. And you've got some wriggle room here given the competition. So I'm not worried about the receiver thing yet. Are you worried about your place kicker?
Yes.
Legit concern or not?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? After the way that game started yesterday, and look, it got a little bit better. But how many extra points have they missed now? Is it 3 or 4?
I think it's 3.
And then field goals. And then you know what? You got to go back into the preseason. He was having a hard time then. And even the end of last year. So, like, I look at it and say, hell yeah. When he missed that first one yesterday, I was like, go for two. Stop kicking it. Just go for two on the next one. Go for two every time you'll come out ahead.
These aren't 49-yard field goals on a bad field like Heinz Field, where it's a notorious tough place to kick. These are extra points at home. It's inexcusable. And it just speaks to, you know, the gutlessness of all kickers in the league. It's not just a Gostkowski problem, but there is something wrong with them.
Okay, legit concern place kicker, yes. Is there a legit concern with their level of competition?
Yes. See, no. I think there's a level of concern with everything.
Yeah, you're a yes on all this. You're the wrong guy to ask.
But well, you know, with the exception of, you know, a couple of things, I would say if Edelman stays healthy, I think the passing game will be fine. I'm just worried about Edelman. The other guys I really don't care about. But with regard to the level of competition, I just think you can get lulled into bad habits. And so the competition blows. I mean, that Jets game is a freaking joke. So, like, as much as we sit here and rattle off what the defense has done in the early part of the year, and, Mike, they've allowed a field goal. That's it. Only one offensive possession in any of these three games for the opposition has resulted in points. And it was a freaking field goal in the Pittsburgh game. That's it. Otherwise, the defense, they've allowed 5 for 39 on third down. I mean, the numbers are absolutely ridiculous. Do I think the defense is good? Yeah. But have they been tested? Like, I don't feel like they've really been tested.
And I think they're legit. I don't think this is a problem because at this point last year, they're 1-2 and playing down to and losing to bad competition in Jacksonville and Detroit.
So you're not worried about the competition?
I am not. No, the whole league is bad. Well, and they're beating these teams the way that they should.
But neither am I, Maz. And not because the whole league is bad, but because this ain't their first rodeo of waltzing through a schedule. And I know you hate to hear it out there, but they pretty much have the easiest schedule in the league every year. It's a bottom five schedule every single year, as we point out to you, every single year. We're not making that up. So every year they go through these long stretches where they're just not challenged. And so if this were the first time they were experiencing this, I'd say, yeah, you get lulled into a false sense of security. You get overconfident. Not these guys. They've been through this every single year.
So again, but to me, it's not entirely about being lulled into a false sense of security. I think it's also about hitting your ceiling. And I just don't know that it's going to happen with this particular group. So, like, I don't know. You go back a couple. 2010, they went 14-2. What happened in the playoffs? The Jets beat them. And they went 14-2 because they played a, you know, dog crap schedule. And, you know, they got a couple of breaks. But they weren't 14-2 good.
I'm not sure that schedule was that easy that year. But anyway, now, I mean, you're going back 9 years, Mass.
I know.
I mean, recently they've...
How about the Eagles year?
Yeah, was that a... Was that an easy schedule that caught up to him?
No, I mean, I would tell you that.
Maybe. Look, I'm a big believer in strength of schedule and all of that. I just think I've been barking about it for years now, and they keep going to the Super Bowl. So they've learned how to handle it. Yeah. I think it's a factor with a lot of teams.
And no, they had a rock fight in that AFC Championship game with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So no, that doesn't count. And you can't go back 9 years.
Was that last? Oh, that was 2 years ago.
The Eagles year was the Jacksonville game.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, look, I think in a vacuum, any other team, I'd say strength is, if it's too easy, you get lulled into bad habits and all that. This team is, it happens every stinking year with this effing division. Quickly, legit concerned or not about Gunnar Olszewski on punts?
No. I'm not worried about that.
In fact,
no.
I think that was a great time to have his screw up.
The other thing is, if he screws up, Bill will pull his ass off the field. That'll be the end of that.
He's just returned how many freaking punts?
Right.
They've forced so many punts.
When the opposition's punting 30 times a game, you're going to muff one of them.
Real quick, our former intern, Tucker, tweeted this out today.
Of course you're springing this on me.
Here's how their defensive possessions have gone this year.
You're going to have to give me a minute.
So hold on. Gunnar Olszewski has returned so many freaking punts, and he's a kamikaze. He takes it right up the gut every time. Something like that was bound to happen.
Okay, here you go.
And I think he got his big mistake out of the way, so I'm not concerned about Gunnar Olszewski.
You ready?
Yep.
Patriots defensive possessions 2019. Punt, 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 downs, end of half, field goal. Punt, downs, interception, end of game. Punt, 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 interception. Punt, punt, pick six, pick six. Miami, you suck. Downs, downs, interception, punt, 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 end of half, interception, punt, 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 downs. Seriously, that's a joke. That is a freaking joke. Like 22 punts.
So
punt, 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 punt.
Gunnar Olszewski's been overworked. That was bound to happen, and maybe that's he got his big screw up out of the way. Finally, quickly, Jared Stidham, concerned, not concerned.
Not concerned.
Not concerned.
The only lingering thing there is Brady going to have to stay in there longer than he normally would. And, you know, in those blowouts where we all want him to come off the field, is Bill going to keep him in because of what happened yesterday? All right, so there's that. Your thoughts on all of this, I promise, right after these words.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpLineMA.org.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go. On the Sports Hub app.
The offense scored 30, more than enough in the end to complete the victory over the Jets. Brady after the snap, one second time, one final time, drop into the knee. The Patriots now out to the 3-0 start. for the 11th time overall, the 7th under Bill Belichick. The Jets at 0-3, a chance to regroup in the bye. And these teams will meet again in the Meadowlands in Week 7 after this 30-14 win for the Pats today.
There's your final call on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Back to your phones. As promised, Bruce in Somerset, your thoughts.
Yeah. You want to know about the offensive line? Well, I'm missing Mike Andrews. Now it's Devlin. Wynn's gone. He's spending a lot of time on getting receivers. He's got to work with the younger players. The younger players are going to step up. He's got to work on replacing the offensive line.
Okay, bigger issue, offensive line than receiver. That would Maz would agree with that. I don't know. It probably is. I just think Brady needs a little push to work with Jacoby Myers.
Sure.
And Gunnar Olszewski. And if he comes back, N'Keal Harry, work with these guys. You don't. Why is Brady so hard up for like these star receivers when he's made and done so much good work with lesser, you know, quote unquote, lesser talents, lesser names, guys who just work hard and get open? And like, so why not just work hard? Work hard with these guys.
Well, so
their scheme is so good. There's no other team in the league who gets guys as blatantly wide open as the Patriots. It's just, even against bad competition, I know the competition blows, but, you know, I mean, that Philip Dorsett touchdown, there's no within 20 yards of the guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have so many plays like that where the Izzo, the little toss to Izzo on third and one, there's no within 25 yards. There is no team in the league that gets as many easy plays as the Patriots because of how Bill and Josh scheme it. Like, they just get guys so freaking wide open. It's insane. So why can't you just put those other guys in there?
Okay, so you can. But when you talk about Brady and you say, what is his infatuation with these, you know, proven star-type receivers? And in other years, I would agree with you. But in this year, don't you know?
It's a contract year?
Well, this might be it.
Walk year?
So what good does it do him to put in time with N'Keal Harry for future payoff when there might not be a future?
Maybe.
I mean, and I'm not telling you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I generally agree with the concept. Like, of course, yes, you know, it'll benefit you in the long run. With Brady, there might not be a long run anymore.
Rich in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Rich.
Hi. I was telling you about, talking about Myers. Since training camp, you've been complaining about Myers. He's not good enough. He's not good enough. Today was the first day I heard you say something good.
I think you've confused it with another show, Rich.
No, I'm not. I'll bring out my tape. No.
Yes, bring out the tape. I don't think I've ever criticized Jacoby Myers.
Oh, he's great. I think he'd be a great receiver. And like you said, you know, Brady should be working with these young receivers. I think he could be a great receiver.
Okay, now you've confused me. Maybe the first week, I was trying to think as you were talking there. Maybe the first week I wasn't as sold on Jacoby Myers. Maybe I wasn't sold. Was it the Detroit, that first preseason game? And Maurice Harris, the kid they got from Washington? I don't know. I can't. I'm just trying to go back. It's been
the preseason game where Brady first targeted him. They were not on the same page. Or say he had the yips. He had some drops.
Carolina game.
So when
that's what it was.
When Brady first got with Myers, it didn't look so good. No question about it. Was that Myers' fault? Because Myers worked great with Stidham. As soon as Brady got out there, it didn't look so good.
Correct.
I think that was more on Brady. Brady's reluctance to work with new receivers and young receivers.
Well, so again, just do the math. I mean, you know, Stidham, no, they were getting reps in practice. Apparently, Brady and Myers looked good in practice together, right? But with regard to, you know, Stidham, there was some familiarity there, and the two of them worked fine.
Well, but caller, do you want Antonio Brown back? I mean, do you? I mean, you want to go back to that? Dakota, you want Antonio Brown back? You went down to Miami with your Antonio Brown jersey, and you were all ready to go. Are you pissed the Patriots got rid of him?
Absolutely pissed, okay? Because you know what? If things were delayed a little longer, and Edelman's going under the shed, and Josh Brown is trying to put back his finger together, and now your fullback is lost for the season, they might have taken a little bit more tolerance to Antonio Brown if they waited a few more days, okay?
Well, at least you're consistent, Dakota. I'll give you credit for it.
Well, there's nothing to be. The guy was the best wide receiver, the best talent on the football field, other than Tom Brady. Okay, there's nothing to be inconsistent about. The guy is a stud. He messed up. I wish the hell he just didn't have his phone. And Michael, I will grant you this: he did mess up something becoming a Patriot, and that's the only reason why he's out here. Because all the stuff that happened before, they said they didn't care. They did not care, and he was going to be out there. Quickly, let me go over the whole Ben Watson thing. And, Tony, you just said, well, Ben Watson's coming back, and this might help the running game. Ben Watson was one of the worst run-blocking tight ends in the NFL, okay? So don't expect this guy or any other tight end to come in and help out this running game. And I think I remember a few years when the Patriots couldn't even run the ball. They were throwing the ball 60 to 70 times. They're going to have to now reinvent themselves into this 60, drop back 60 times. Brady's going to be on his back, and you guys are saying, well, they can't run the ball. You've got no Devlin now, and no Gronkowski, and Gronkowski was probably one of the biggest factors last year of why this team could run the ball. He creates linebackers can't come up because they have to worry about Gronkowski getting behind them, and he's a great run blocker.
So you think the run game is a legit concern, Dakota?
I'm not even concerned with it. You know what? Because it's non-existent right now. They might as well trade Sony Michel because he's going to be so irrelevant because they're going to need James White and Burkhead on their little swing passes. And if Sony Michel can't catch screen passes, then he's going to be the third running back on this team.
So I'm just going to stop you. And I'm okay with just swing passes to Burkhead. I think they can win that way. I've seen this team win at a high level without a straight running game. And I still think you can win without in that league. I don't think it's a necessity, and I think this team has proven it.
So they did win that year against Seattle, right, where they really couldn't run the ball at all.
Yeah.
But I don't like it in those years where they become, you know, out of the shotgun, handing off to Danny Woodhead, because in some of those years they didn't win because of that. So I just think, you know, it would be nice to be able to get more than 2.8 yards per carry.
No, it would be.
So that's all. I just want to be able to – I'm not saying you got to become a running team. I'm just saying you have to be able to run on occasion. And right now they're inept. I mean, Mike, they're too one-dimensional right now. Their running game's useless.
Tom and Quincy on the Patriots defense. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, that game yesterday, Mike, I know the Jets suck, but, you know, I watched the entire game. The fact that I was shocked at the end of the game when they actually said they gave up 100 yards because it didn't look like they gained 100 yards. I'm sorry.
The Jets were 0 for 12 on third downs. 0 for 12.
It was a joke. There was no competition in that game whatsoever. Like, at all. Okay? The one thing that really sucked, in my opinion, I ran on the packy for 2 minutes, and Gunner coughed it up. I come out to hear the change in the score. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I'm like, I'm on the Gunner train, and that happens against that team? You know? So I'm like, God damn it. But whatever. The defense is ridiculous, and I know the teams they've played are not good, okay? But you're talking about, the whole league is playing like crap. So when I understand the Dolphins, the Jets suck, and, you know, they've kept them to 3 points combined or whatever the hell it's been, I don't see many of the other teams, even the better teams, gaining many more yards or scoring as many points as that.
I'm sort of with you on that.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, this week Allen can run. And that's been
so they're going to have to watch for that.
That's been a sneaky thing with them in the past, and maybe they have to play zone in the secondary, and they're really more of a man team. And
I mean, they even had issues with that stiff Mitch Trubisky in Chicago last year.
Right.
He's able to do that.
So maybe so can Lamar Jackson for later on down the road. So, like, maybe there's a little – looks at Daniel Jones coming up next.
Yeah.
He can run, looks like. So maybe there's a little something there where they have to play zone in the secondary, but I'm sorry, I think Josh Allen is lousy.
You think Josh Allen can throw against the zone?
Lousy.
I say no.
No, right.
I say no. So, look, I'm not worried about them giving up, you know, 27 points in any of these games. I don't think that that's going to happen. And just because Tom and Quincy brought it up.
The Gunner train?
No. The yards the Jets got yesterday, do you know what they averaged per offensive play?
How many plays did they have?
47.
Oh, so it was like 2 point something.
2.2. 2.2. So think about that. Not only did they not get first downs, it was fourth and four. On average, fourth and four. Like, they couldn't even get 7 yards for crying. They were getting a fourth down, and they needed four. That is inept. That is so effing bad.
He also might have just uttered the most Boston thing I've ever heard since I've worked on this show.
The Gunner train?
I ran to the packy for 2 minutes, and Gunner muffed the punt. That was awesome.
It's authentic. In case you're just joining us, there has been breaking Patriots news this afternoon. Injury related, and it's not good. Here's the latest.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Steven Gostkowski on for the point after Tron. Bailey on his right knee to hold. The snap from Cardona, the placement, the kick airborne to the uprights. And the kick is no good off to the right. And the problems persist for Gostkowski.
Just stole this, show the still shot of that miss. It's the guy with the bullseye poster right in the middle of the uprights. Move a little to your left. Yeah. Poor guy. So Gostkowski misses another extra point. Next time he lines up, he's on the far left hash, which again is when you know you're dealing with a true mental case. He's got a, as we've made this analogy many times, when Murray golfs, he's pretty much lined up facing the pond because he knows it's going to slice back.
I'm literally pointing at 9 o'clock. Like I'm
so good. So good.
With
so
good reason.
Legit concern or not? The place kicker, legit concern or not?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely yes. Mm. Now, look, you want to say that they can get away with it in a lot of games because they're playing lesser competition.
They can get away with all this stuff.
Of course. Yes, of course. But it's a dangerous thing to flirt with, right? Because when you play good teams, oftentimes those games can come down to a play or a kick. And so you're going to need to be able to make them. You got to be efficient. You can't just give away points. And, you know, the Gostkowski thus far has been, I think they have the second worst percentage or third worst percentage in the league on extra points.
Is that right?
Something like that. I'll see if I can get you the exact number, but it's low. I mean, their kicking has been brutal so far.
Okay, I haven't gotten to the email of the day. It's a contracted feature, Murray. And Stu, can you give me some email of the day action, please, Stu? I got one for you.
It's the Moncast email of the day!
Dear Felga, I f***ing hate you. And I think Maz is a douche.
Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
So you want to kick the hornet's nest of Patriots fans. Two things above all others. Again, and I could go Deflategate and it would affect you less than two of these topics. I could go back to Antonio Brown and it would affect you less than these two topics.
I know what one of them is.
What?
Schedule.
No. Strength of schedule. Number one on your hit list. Nothing. Nothing. We'll get you to your computer, sending me charts and graphs and stats to try and pretzel logic yourself into saying that the AFC East isn't that bad. That's number one. That's the third rail of Patriots talk. A close second is when you go Patriots draft and try and pick apart Bill's drafts. That brings out the nerds. Like, that brings
the
out
data shows.
Oh, my God. So just, oh, boy. And so we just sort of met. We went through the last several drafts. When's the last on the current Patriots? Name a first or second round pick from you that's doing anything for you right now. And as we go backwards, N'Keal Harry, nothing. Juwan Williams, minimal this year. Last year, Isaiah Wynn, out, he's doing nothing. Sony Michel has been virtually invisible this year. Second round pick last year, Duke Dawson, gone.
Cut.
Year before, no first or second round pick, so there's no one on that list.
Correct.
The year before was what?
Cyrus Jones.
Cyrus Jones in the second round.
That was such a bad pick.
And there was no first round pick, right?
Correct.
The year before?
Malcolm Brown and Jordan Richards.
Zero and zero. So now we're back to what year?
2014. Dominic Easley and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, 0-0. So, like, we've just gone back 6 years, and you don't have a single player from the first or second round making an impact for you right now, unless you want to say Sony Michel. And he's been caca this year. So we just found that interesting, and I'll say in the same breath, as I said earlier, it's amazing that you have that track record at the top of the draft, and you keep getting better, and everyone else keeps getting worse. Like, you would think that that gap would close somehow, because you haven't brought in young talent at the top of the draft, but it's really just the opposite. The gap keeps getting bigger. So it's just sort of an aside. Your Mimecast email of the day from Patrick. Frauds, frauds, frauds.
I saw this.
On the subject of draft picks, you guys are right that none are contributing right now, but you're completely disregarding the past. Maz saying that Jimmy G was a wasted pick is disingenuous at best and completely fraudulent at worst. Has the Schmenzer finally gone down, Maz, for Jimmy G?
Nope.
You've been bitching that they traded him for 2 years.
Yep.
Never mind that they actually needed a QB due to the suspension and that they got a second round back for him, so it's a wash at worst. You're also neglecting the playoffs where Sony gashed teams to a Super Bowl win. Again, that's from Patrick. Your Mimecast email of the day. Mimecast is the official cyber resilience email provider of the New England Patriots. Protect your business email from cyber attacks with cloud solutions from Mimecast. That's Mime, M-I-M-E, Mimecast.com. Go to Mimecast.com today. Your response.
So they won a couple of games with Garoppolo, which I agree with. They also won one that year with Jacoby Brissett. So does that mean that and now all of a sudden a second round pick for Jimmy G is good?
I mean,
trade back.
So look, let's do this more tomorrow, but it's pretty obvious that you in that year traded away two starting caliber quarterbacks. Jacoby Brissett is better than I thought. I think it's clear whether he's great or, you know, maybe less than that or just above average. He's a starting NFL quarterback.
He is.
And Murray, I'm sorry, Jimmy Garoppolo is a starting NFL quarterback.
Yeah, there's a lot of bums starting. In fact, I saw one last night in prime time in Jared Goff, and I know, oh, the Rams are 3-0. Ooh, yeah, he looked good, that piece of crap.
Brissett in this game was 28 for 37.
Murray, who would you rather have, Jimmy Garoppolo or Jared Goff?
Oh, wow. What a Sophie choice of suck. Oh, how dare you. What a horrible question.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Oh. Ugh.
Oh. You know why?
Garoppolo, you wanted... I guess.
See, you won Jimmy G. Jimmy G.
Over Goff?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so bad, that stupid puppet.
Hold on. He's got 100 quarterback rating the last 2 years. He just went to the Super Bowl.
And how good would he be if he had McVay or Belichick as his coach?
Garoppolo?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you guys are totally dismissive of the Rams and Goff.
He's better than Goff.
I think he might be better than Goff.
He's better than Goff. If he had McVay as his coach, he'd be every bit what Goff is. More.
Again,
more.
We were treated to another one of those clips. You're going to get one of these every single week, and I love it so much. It's as bad as Twitter can be sometimes. It's this what I love it for. There's that dummy is walking off the field. I can't hear you, Daddy. Where am I supposed to throw it? He mouths, I can't hear you. I don't know what I'm looking at. They just gave him a contract extension. He sucks.
I know this. If I were the Rams and I'm up by 7, 2:40 to go, 3rd and 3. I'm not letting him throw it.
Be that as it may, you have traded two starting quarterbacks, two starting caliber NFL quarterbacks, legit, Garoppolo and Brissett, and you got back a second and Philip Dorsett. That's not good asset management. I'm sorry, it's just not. You've got more for those players.
Yes, we whiffed on those. He absolutely whiffed on those. So look, I don't know if this whole thing is as you play it out and you say, wow, Bill really nailed the draft picks. And that it's a credit to him that he has three starting quarterbacks in the league now that he drafted, or it's an indictment on him that he didn't get enough for the two that he traded away. Like, really? Brissett is, and I think Brissett's over his head right now.
Me too.
But the guy who deserves credit for that is Frank Reich. Reich has got that team playing, man. They're legit.
It just shows you how important coaching is. And we'll get to this all tomorrow, but it's also instructive of what's going on in Cleveland. You know, if you can have the quarterback, but if you don't have the coaching, it's really, really hard. And conversely, if you've got a marginal talent, if you think that's what Jared Goff is, you give him the right coach and the right system, makes a world of difference. So it's just, it's so part and parcel, so intertwined, I think.
Freddy Kittens.
All right, so a few more phones here before we hit the final word. Steven in Plymouth. Hi, Steve.
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon. What do you got?
So to go back on something you talked about earlier with Sony Michel in the backs. Just wondering, I mean, if you guys obviously must notice, I mean, every time Sony Michel's in there, the linebackers are lined up ready to crush him. I mean, he's not going to get any yards. I mean, yes, it starts with the O-line, of course, and they need to make a hole, but every time he goes out there, it seems like they've already pinpointed exactly
it's a good
what
point,
he's going to do.
Steven, because he doesn't play in the passing game.
Exactly.
It's so right, and Burkhead's had more room to roam out there, and he's been better with it because he's a passing game player. You got to respect pass when Burkhead's out there. And yesterday was a passing day, and that's why Burkhead was out there most. But that's the issue with Sony Michel. He's not a factor in the passing game, even when he's not getting the ball. He's not someone that, you know, he's just not out there when they're throwing the ball.
I mean, it's...
What was that number last year when he's out there? They ran X percentage amount of the time. Like, it was just absurd.
Oh, yeah. It was something like, and I don't have the actual number, but it was, you know, 80 or 90% of the time he was on the field, they handed it off.
It was a tell, right.
It was absurd what the numbers were. And I was just looking up what his snap count was because he was only on the field for 17 snaps yesterday. He got 9 carries and 1 target, which was on that horrible play. But the point is, the ball was designed to go to him more than half the time he was on the field.
Leo in the car. What do you got, Leo?
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. We've seen a lot of hat and shirt games in the last 20 years. I think the one coming up Sunday might be the earliest. But a lot of conversation about the offensive line. This might be a good question for Greg Bedard tomorrow. Is Shaq Mason getting blown off the ball more this year than he did all of last year? Seen a lot of bull rushes that have sent him back in Brady's direction in the last 3 weeks.
Definitely a question for the big boy tomorrow at 2:00. But how do we know that that's not Karras in there?
It could be Karras. But I'll tell you what, there was a play last week in the Miami game that stuck out to me with Mason where he got absolutely shoved back there. And so I just wonder, like, what the hell's going on there? It feels... whether the disruption in personnel has affected all of them or what, the line's been brutal, Mike. And I'm in the run game mostly, right? They just say, there's nowhere to go. Like, tell me a play where you remember you say, oh, there's a good hole there, and the back made the wrong choice.
Yeah.
A couple?
Yeah.
I think there's nowhere to go.
Okay, Bedard at 2:00 tomorrow. Danny in the truck. In the meantime, hi, Dan.
Hey, guys, real quick, no pleasantries for me, but real quick before I get to my Damian Harris point, Patriots fans, this is why people hate us, because whether it's Deflategate, Spygate, Antonio Brown, whatever you want to call that whole shebang, the reason why people hate us is because you guys will defend to a freaking T how much we're right or Bill's right or whatever, but this Antonio Brown thing was a complete and utter disaster. Just absolutely disgusting what happened down here. I mean, you didn't need him in the first place, and it was just a freaking failure, and this is why people hate us, because we always like to defend Bill. But with Damian Harris, this is what I want to get to real quick. Michelle's been an absolute dud since the preseason started. I think what we're going to see now is, I think Bill's letting Sony Michel lose his job, and you're going to see Harris come more into the fold. He's a jack of all trades, master of none, passing game, running game, blocking. He's an overall good back. Just give him some time. I think he'll be good.
Okay, if for nothing more than to give, and thanks for the call, give nothing more than a Sony Michel wake-up call. This job isn't yours. I mean, just going to gift it to you.
And some time. How about some snaps for Damian Harris? He's been a healthy scratch weeks 1 and 2, and he hadn't really seen the field at all.
I mean, the big thing to me when Harris is on the field is it could be a handoff, it could be a pass. With Michelle, you know what it is. It's a handoff.
Felger and Maz, off-air show presented by Ace Ticket. Myself and Lifshatz coming your way at 6:00 on Facebook Live. That's also when the baseball reporters start. Coming up next is the final word.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sport.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222 and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Felger
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Why don't you tell the people again what you're doing with Lift Shots?
Me and Lift Shots, off air show presented by Ace Ticket, 6 o'clock sharp on Facebook Live. You ever hear Dan Lift Shots swear? You'll hear it coming up in 4 minutes.
All right, so two pieces of sound here in the final word today. We'll start with this. We got a call that confused Felger. Was it coming from Hampden County or the Netherlands?
Tim in Holland on Josh Gordon. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I just think instead of giving up draft capital for Trent Williams from the Redskins, why not just offer them Josh Gordon? I feel like it'd be dumb enough to take the deal.
Tim, are you calling us from Holland?
Holland, Massachusetts.
Holland, Massachusetts. Okay, very good. Not quite the long distance.
Yeah, the city, not the country.
I was going to get an accent there.
Boy, you got a good phone.
Yeah, no, excellent landline from Holland.
Gordon for Trent Williams? No. Why do you need Gordon at this point?
Here's Will in Tewksbury. Hi, Will.
Hey, guys. Jets fan, suffering since 1984.
So it just keeps getting worse. What's unbelievable, Will, is that it gets worse.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. First of all, the owner, whatever. And by the way, calling from Tewksbury, England, Mike.
I mean, sorry. Have you ever heard of Holland? Holland, Mass?
Yeah, it's like near Springfield.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, not me.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
No.
I just Googled it. It's at, like, at the bottom part of the state. Yeah, sort of Connecticut border, I guess that looks like.
I've heard of Holliston.
Sure, yeah. Hell
isn't
yeah.
There like a Toland, Mass? T-O-L-L-A-N-D?
Well, I don't even need to go that far into it, but we've never heard of Holland.
Map talk Holland on Felger and Maz.
No. Nor have I heard of any of the Dutch properties.
All right, we also have Maz on the idiot kicker.
What is the point of even kicking the thing? Because he's not going to make it. It's a freaking coin flip. That's what it felt like after the first one. Now, to his credit, and I do give Gostkowski credit for some of this, I know he moved, but the rest of the day, it got better as it went. Like, I felt he started hitting the middle again. And then all of a sudden, okay, well, there you go. Maybe he worked out of it a little bit or whatever. I told you, to me, it's not a Gostkowski thing as much as it is a kicker thing. They all suck, as far as I'm concerned. But, man, like, after that first one, I'm like, just go for two. Hey, you know what? I don't care if it's a woman, a man, some sort of hybrid, or an animal. I don't care. If Carly Lloyd can kick, bring her in. Bring her in. If she can kick and kick off and, you know, whatever it is. And you would tell me you want her just there for extra points or field goals because she can nail it from 55? Fine. Whatever. I'm in. I don't care who it is. Just make the effing kicks. Like the Gostkowski thing yesterday was... As soon as it happened, I went, holy crap. Is this what it is now? Spin the wheel? Spin the wheel of gutless kickers every time he steps on the field? Like, immediately, I went, good God, just don't even put him out there the next time.
And then the lining up on the left hash. I mean, he made him from there, and it helped. It worked. But that is, I'm telling you, man, that's
playing the slice.
That's the golfer with the slice teeing up on the far left of the tee box where that tee box marker is right on the inside of the ball.
Oh, yeah, aim for the hazard. Because it's coming back.
Yeah, it's not a positive. When you start lining up there on extra points. Man, woman, or hybrid?
Well, you know, whatever.
New names for these things now, yes.
I mean, I
call them hybrids.
I don't care what sex the kicker is. You know, I don't care color, sex, size, any of it. If the ball goes through, I'll take the horse. Put a horse on. Where's the movie with the horse that used to kick the field goals? That was way, way, way back.
Way back, Maz.
Get a horse out there. I don't care. Just kick it through.
What have come up on the baseball reporters?
So a couple of things. Buster Olney had an interesting item on ESPN. The headline, why nobody might want to be Boston's GM. We're going to start with that. And Scott Boras made some comments about J.D. Martinez potentially hitting the free agent market in the podcast. So for those of you who have never heard Boras talk before, if you have difficulty sleeping, it'll help. He'll put you right out so you can record the thing, play it at bedtime, and you'll be snoozing before long. My job is to keep you awake between 6 and 7. But Boras will put you right out. Nonetheless, we'll share his remarks with you. And just a reminder, this is the final week of the baseball reporters.
Oh.
This is the final week. Tomorrow, Trivia Tuesday, last qualifier for the trip to Aruba.
It's very emotional for you guys. Oh, I can tell. Oh, no, I can tell just looking
at
you.
What a waste of a season.
We get a big week planned at the baseball report. But we'll kick it off tonight with the only column.
No commercials, then you get Maz. I'll talk to you on Facebook Live here in a few seconds. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 with the big fella.
Yep, Big Boy Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.